sweating and water. Your cooling happens fast. No crystals they are had. Your cooling really slow. Larger ones they have. Yeah. Water solution. Water. Or it's from evaporation.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. Gosh, you know, it's such an interesting discussion. We talk about the mining industry in our province often on this program, and I've grown to really appreciate what our mining sector does for our province. In terms of, I mean, yes, the province owns the commodities, but we need organizations that are willing to set up shop, and we're not talking over the weekend. This is over years development in a way that we can successfully extract the product and obviously get it out to the world. And so when we talk about the royalty structure, it is it's a nuanced balance. There's no question about it. And in fact, the last time we talked about this, we've talked about it on the program. I think this is the third time now. We had a good conversation with leaders from Mosaic, for example, who talked about, you know, it's not all, and years aren't always good. There have been really tough years. There have been years where companies have been taking a loss in the mining industry as well. And so there needs to be some recognition that the companies are also taking on a lot of that risk. And so that really plays into the discussion. So we just heard from Aaron Weir, who's a Saskatchewan economist who has done some work, some research, and clearly has a passion to believe that Saskatchewan is maybe not getting as much as we could be through the royalty structure of, in this case, particularly potash. I wanted to bring someone from the government on that could speak to this, and we were successful in doing it in a way. Colleen Young is the Minister of Energy and Resources. The challenge we had was scheduling. So Minister Young could do a quick interview with me, but it had to be this morning, and it had to be before the show started. So what we're going to do here is listen to the interview that we recorded earlier today. Normally, that's not a big deal, but the challenge is that we just heard from Aaron Weir, and there's probably some questions that I would like to ask based on what he said that I won't be able to because this is a pre-taped interview. But, I mean, I had a pretty good sense of where Aaron was going to go with his thoughts on royalties, and so we were able to have a fairly good discussion on that. So this is the discussion that we had with Saskatchewan's Minister of Energy and Resources, Colleen Young. Appreciate having her on the program.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Evan.
So, you know, I'm curious, first of all, just you're into this portfolio here now for a bit of time. You've had time to settle in. You've become the Minister of Energy and Resources at an interesting time from a geopolitical level. What's that been like? I'm sure a steep learning curve.
It has, but it's also been very interesting in the fact that, you know, we have the opportunity to work with key partners in these industries to, you know, help them guide and work with them to guide them through, you know, some of the challenging times, as you say, geopolitically that we are dealing with, not just between us and the United States, but around the world. There are challenges as well because our products are globally marketed.
Mm-hmm. You know, we talk obviously mining and natural resources, energy production on our program on a regular basis, and we bring guests on, and I'm quite amazed always at the depth, the skill level, the resource level, everything that comes into it that we have in our province here. We really do stand out as a leader in many of these fields, don't we?
We sure do. You know, Saskatchewan is very blessed with a number of natural resources, and, you know, and as industries, you know, develop and are investing here in Saskatchewan, that we are finding we have more than what we realized, and we have what the world needs. And, you know, we have industries that have stepped up, that have made strong investments, whether it's in our uranium, our potash, our oil and gas sector, and now things like lithium, helium, and rare earths as well. So, mm-hmm. You know, we are an energy superpower, and we have a lot to offer here. So it is very imperative for us to work on a global basis as well as just with the United States.
So we just had economist Aaron Weir on the program, and what we were talking about there was, while we have lots to be proud of, Aaron's kind of point that he's putting forward is we could be benefiting more from this. He feels as though, and has put together a business case, if you will, as to why we should revisit the royalty structure when it comes to some of these resources that we have in our province. I think potash is one that is often talked about. I know a former provincial politician and mining executive, Eric Klein, wrote a book about the potash industry and room for growth there. What is just maybe just your response? Let's start there to the notion that our royalty structure maybe is selling us a little bit short in the province.
Well, you know, Evan, as we know, potash is a core driver of Saskatchewan's economic growth. You know, since the first major potash incentives were implemented in, I think it was around 2003, the industry has increased potash production more than 85%. You know, that's doubling employment. It's increased capital investment from 100 million to over 2.5 billion annually. And at the same time, they're paying more than a billion in taxes and royalties to the province just in the last year alone. And other years that were there prior to that. So this is because we have created a royalty system and a tax system that we believe strikes the right balance between generating revenues that are needed for government services that everybody's come to rely on, but also maintaining a stable and competitive economic environment that encourages the investment that the potash industry and other industries want to make in this province.
Maybe I'll just confirm something, Minister Young. The royalty structures for our resources are different depending on the commodities. Am I right in assuming that?
You are right, Evan.
Okay. So on that notion, is there a general way in which we can talk about how the scale works? Is it a sliding scale? Because we know resources in some years and in some cycles are generating great success, but we've also seen some downturns as well. So how does that actual relationship work?
Well, if we want to talk about just potash in particular, the resource taxes that are collected by the province from the potash industry are the accumulation of about three different primary resources. The potash crown royalty, which is equal to about 3% of the value of the potash produced in the year from the crown mineral land. And then there's the potash production tax, which includes a base tax of about $11 to $12.33 per potassium oxide ton of potash that is sold, you know. And then on top of that, there is a profit tax that the potash producers pay to Saskatchewan with a marginal rate of about 35%. And then there's a resource surcharge as well, which is equal to about 3% of the value of all sales potash sold.
So here's I think part of the pushback that you hear from those. And I mean, I just had one economist on the show, but I mean, there are others that have suggested this, not just for our province, but other parts of the country as well. The suggestion is, as a citizen, you and I, as our level of income goes up, so does the amount of tax that we pay, right? There's that kind of relationship between income and tax. When you look at some of these big companies, the argument is that the revenue spikes up steeply in recent years, and you just talked about that. And while the revenue that comes in through royalties goes up, it doesn't go up at that same proportionate level. And so the suggestion is that everyday citizens in Saskatchewan are getting shortchanged by not capitalizing on that proportionate gain on the revenues. Thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the government of Saskatchewan's royalty and tax system, they are designed to collect a greater proportion of revenue in times of higher potash prices and industry profitability. But as you and I know, Evan, is that, you know, this is based on a lot of market prices, right? You know, potash prices drop sometimes and sometimes they go up. But I believe that, you know, we are creating that balance for the industry to provide revenue to the province, but also to help them continue to provide investment so that we can get more of that product to market. You know, they are paying the highest proportion of revenues as resource taxes of any sector in this province and a far higher rate than any mining industry elsewhere in the country. So, you know, we believe there is that right balance. And as you've even heard recently, is that we rank as the most attractive jurisdiction in Canada for mining investment by the Fraser Institute on its annual survey of mining companies. Mm-hmm. So I believe we are, you know, doing the right thing. And, you know, Evan, I think when we're working with our industries, one of the key things that we hear and that is very important to this government is that we are creating a stable and predictable framework and environment for them to be able to work in and to be able to make the investments that continue to grow that industry.
So, you know, I am going to say, Minister Young, that your point there is well taken. We've seen in an environment created federally through regulation and policy that has created, I would say, an unstable market for oil and gas, we have seen the effects of that. And so I completely understand what you're saying about creating an environment that does put us, as you alluded, third in the world, the global mining market. We rated number 3 in the world, according to that Fraser Institute study. So there is something to boast there. Is there a mechanism, Minister, for regular reviews of royalty structure, or is this something that's done kind of ad hoc as the years go along?
Well, there is no large-scale review of the potash royalty and taxation regime planned, if that's what you're asking. But while the government of Saskatchewan, we are constantly monitoring the potash royalty and taxation system to ensure it is striking an appropriate balance and maintaining that stability and predictability, as I mentioned, which is, you know, key to what the industries want to see. If they, you know, on top of all the royalties and the resource surcharges they pay, they are also still paying provincial sales tax and corporate income tax as well. So, and then, you know, let's remember these. I think that people see on a regular basis out in their communities the investments that these industries, particularly the potash industry, is making into communities in the province. Not only just providing employment, but sponsoring breakfast programs, building daycares in some of our smaller communities, setting up training academies to invest in new employees that want to work in the industry. So over and above what we collect to provide for the rest of this, for all citizens of this province, so we can build schools, build hospitals, build long-term care homes, and provide the necessary services that people are looking for, they're investing in communities on their own outside of that.
Can I just wrap by... I'm gonna summarize what I've heard you say, and I'll just get you to confirm if I'm correct or not, Minister Young. Essentially, while the government does ongoing assessment of the relationship between the resource industries in the province and the royalty structures that are set up, you are satisfied with the level of royalties that are being paid currently, and there is no plans in the immediate future to do any sort of a review. Am I correct?
You are correct on that. We are, we are always monitoring it. We are always listening to our industry and working with our industries to ensure we are striking the right balance and making sure that, you know, the revenues that are coming back to the citizens of this province are the right revenues and the right balance, you know, to ensure that the investments are continuing to be made in this province. So, you know, over the past 2 decades, you know, you've seen potash companies in this province commit over $40 billion to constructing new mines and expanding existing operations. I've been to Mosaic. I've been out to K+S with the recent announcement and their expansion as well. So, you know, to see those investments come here to Saskatchewan means we are striking the right balance and having the right conversations with the industries.
Minister, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for checking in.
You are more than welcome, Evan. Happy to be here this morning.
That's Colleen Young, Minister of Energy and Resources. And as I mentioned off the start, that was an interview we recorded actually earlier this morning, just before the show started, just because scheduling didn't line up. So it wouldn't work for the minister to join us at 10:30 and come on live. So we did have to pre-record that interview. But it gives you a sense. I mean, we heard from Aaron Weir saying we need to revisit and change, adjust the royalty structure when it comes to potash. You just heard the minister on behalf of the province saying, we are quite satisfied that we've struck the right balance. What do you say? Do you have thoughts on this? I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. In fact, we can carry this after 11 o'clock. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Some of your thoughts that have come in on the text line, but we open up the phone lines for you here as well. 1-877-332-8255. Royalty structures, are they good? Should we be revisiting them as a province? Are we missing out on dollars and revenue coming into our province? Your thoughts next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.